USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
An explosion in a silicone plant in Waukegan, Illinois last night leaves four workers injured, one dead, and two unaccounted for. Fire Chief Steve Lindsay.
The two that were seen at the scene but required no medical treatment were the nine employees that were in the building at the time.
Damage is estimated at more than $1 million. South Korea reports North Korea fired several short-range projectiles from a base along its east coast. The Pentagon says it's monitoring the situation. A charter plane carrying 143 people and traveling from Cuba to North Florida ended up in the shallow section of the St. John's River at the end of a runway, though no critical injuries were reported. Base Commander Captain Mike Connor.
The cause of the mishap is yet to be determined. There will be a full investigation led by the National Transportation Safety Board. Naval Air Station Jacksonville will fully assist and help them in order to determine, you know, the cause of the crash.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncoreyauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
The House Judiciary Committee is threatening to hold Attorney General William Barr in contempt of Congress if he does not produce a full, unredacted version of the Mueller report by Monday. Democratic Congressman David Cicilline, who serves on the Judiciary panel, denies it's a partisan move.
It's not a political dispute. Let's be clear about this. This is about a central function of Congress. Our oversight responsibility is completely dependent on our ability to compel the production of documents and to compel the appearance of witnesses to testify under oath.
Barr declined to appear Thursday before the House Judiciary Committee because he didn't want to be questioned by committee lawyers, only members. Fighting continues in the Gaza Strip as Palestinian militants fire scores of rockets into southern Israel. At least two Israeli civilians were wounded. Israel fired back, killing one man and wounding seven other Palestinians. Talks between the U.S. and the Taliban continue in Qatar over a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Part of the deal is a guarantee from the Taliban that it won't use Afghanistan as a staging area for global terrorist attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
George Papadopoulos, who served as a campaign advisor to President Donald Trump, has a new book, Deep State Target. It gives his account of his work on Trump's 2016 campaign. Papadopoulos tells CNN he did not know the Turkish woman who allegedly sought to seduce him.
I have no idea who this person is, and I think some of the investigations into what happened in 2016 are probably going to bear that answer for everyone. We now know that she was in some sort of research associate. As I explained, she just didn't fit that profile. She really matched the profile of some sort of agents, so I was very suspicious right away about her.
Papadopoulos says he believes the woman was CIA and affiliated with Turkish intel. Family members say a Pennsylvania couple married for nearly 45 years died within minutes of each other at separate locations. Claire Vance died in a hospital after developing a flu-like illness. His wife, living at a care center, died minutes after speaking to her husband on the phone just before he passed away. They'll be buried together on Friday. What a game. It took four overtimes Friday night before the Portland Trailblazers came out on top in a 140-137 game against the Denver Nuggets. Denver coach Michael Malone says it's one for the record books.
When you play a four overtime game and you come up just short, you know, you're disappointed, but that's the way it goes. We came up just short. We have to learn from it. And there's a quick turnaround. Plays Sunday afternoon, so we'll try to get as much rest as we can.
The last quadruple NBA overtime game was in 1953 when the Boston Celtics beat the Syracuse Nationals. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.